Hey there, listener. You've got 5 minutes. That's right, 5 minutes to a better you, a better outcome, and hopefully a better day. Welcome. You're here with Mental Health Moments with Tara, the podcast. Guys, I want to talk to you today about raising unplugged kids. Now, let me be clear. My kid isn't 100% unplugged, and some of you guys aren't parents, so you're probably thinking, Tara, what does this have to do with me? If this doesn't apply to you as far as parenthood, let it apply to you as far as your life, because we all can use a little bit of unplugging, right? I know for me, when I put together something for my child, I always have to question myself and see if I'm being hypocritical. So take that grain of salt, right? So number one, when you're thinking about the concept of unplugging, which is hard because we're in such a world that has an obsession with tech and computers and screens and movies and all of these beautiful things that keep us very consumed, I want you to think about what's important. So the first thing I'm going to ask you to do is grab a good old-fashioned piece of paper and a good old-fashioned writing utensil. What do I mean by writing utensil? I mean a pencil, a pen, a marker, a crayon. It can even be a color pencil or a gel pen. You can make it fancy, but I'm going to ask you not to do this on your phone, not to write this list on your phone. Once you're ready, I want you to write down what's missing in your life. I want you to write down a little bit about your goals. I want you to write down some of the thoughts that you've been escaping on purpose. We do that sometimes. Here's the deal. Unplugging is important because it gives you a chance to do just that, to mindfully think about your life and to address those things that you try to cover over with Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, your text message role. You see what I'm saying? Even email. We don't always address the things we need to address because we can easily cover them over by just watching another movie. So I want you to think about that. So get clear on your own values, okay? What do you want to get out of the time that you do use to unplug? Is it anything that you wrote on that list? And if not, why not? And if so, why so? How are you going to unplug? And how much time are you going to do it for? Do you want 30 minutes a day? Do you want an hour? Do you want to take a whole day, 24 hours, and say no technology? Like, what is your mission? And, you know, what is not allowed? Sometimes we have to do work that involves screens. So maybe you have caveats. Write those down. Make boundaries for yourself. Is this just for you or is this just for your family? You know, if it's for your kid, have them write that list of what they want to get, you know, in their mind as far as like what are they passing over? What are they not doing? Are they doing so much video game work? I call it work. Are they consuming video games so much that they're not playing outside on their bike or sidewalk chalking? Is that something that they could do? Is that something you guys could do together? Do you have a connected rhythm with your family? Are you playing with each other enough? You know, it's summer. It's going to go by fast. And then the school year is a tricky one. So you want to really build up those equity points amongst yourselves to connect and bond, because the school year is going to be tricky. And for some of our kids, they're going to be really immersed in the screen. So what can you do to unplug with them to set yourself up for success, really? And what can you do that kind of like lends itself to really allowing you to be more present in your life? And what can they do to be more present? Can you guys eat breakfast together? Can you have a talk before bedtime about the perks and pits of your day? Do you see? Like, what can you do? Think about that stuff, guys. I hope that this was helpful to you. And I also hope that you share, subscribe, review, because I need it, okay? If you're interested in a sponsorship, also let me know about that, because there's opportunities here. Take care of yourselves and be well.